Listening task, page 26. You are going to listen to a dialogue between a travel agent and Mrs. Cohen. For questions 1 to 7, write true or false next to each statement. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at the statements.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cohen. How was your holiday?
I've come to make a complaint, actually.
Oh, right. Nothing major, I hope.
Oh, only enough to spoil our whole holiday?
Just give me 2 seconds to get a complaint form. I'll need it for our records.
Don't bother. I've made a list that you can have. Firstly, the brochure claimed that the apartments were only 2 minutes' walk from the beach. They were 1 hour, more likely. When we finally got there, the beach was filthy. It was covered in rubbish. The water? Well, I couldn't let the children near it.
But you didn't have to go all that way to the beach. There is a luxury Olympic-sized swimming pool in the apartment complex.
Oh, you're right, there is. But they haven't finished tiling it yet. The owner said it would be finished this winter for next season.
There must be some mistake, madam.
Oh, no, and that's not all. The ensuite bathrooms didn't exist. We had to share a bathroom and toilet with 2 other families.
That's disgusting. I do apologise.
As for the children's playroom, it was non-existent. There was also no horse riding, and the babysitting service was far too expensive.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Cohen, but this is the first time we've had such a complaint.
I've not finished. To top it all, they had constructed a disco just over the road from the apartment block. We couldn't sleep. It closed at 5 a.m. every morning.
Oh, dear.
Well, I want my money back.
Well, I'm afraid that isn't possible, Mrs. Cohen. It's not company policy to refund money as compensation. What we could offer, as you are one of our regular clients, is a 20% discount on your next holiday.
All right, I suppose that's better than nothing. Anyway, we're thinking of visiting my family in Australia this Christmas, and a 20% discount on that trip would be a large saving.